Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon. We have two wonderful guests joining us this morning. From Gwinnett Urgent Care, it's Dr. Ron Perry. And from Suwanee Station Dentistry, it's Dr. Tara Perry. And there is a relationship here. And Ron, do you want to explain the relationship for our listeners?
Well, the basic relationship is I'm married way above my stature. But
as we like to say in the sports business, you outkicked your punt coverage.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Out of the park.
Great. Well, we'll talk with your wife Tara in just a minute about Suwanee Station Dentistry. But you own and run Gwinnett Urgent Care. So give us a little background about your practice.
Well, I opened up Gwinnett Urgent Care about 6.5 years ago. Prior to that, I worked in the emergency room as the typical ER doc, and after many years, I just got frustrated with the, the drunk schizophrenics that would show up and essentially hospital administration and policies that really hindered how we treated patients. And I started working part-time for a friend of mine who had an urgent care clinic in South Carolina. And my wife noticed that you're always happy when you come home when you've worked over there. And after a while, I realized, I am happy. It was fun. And so we looked into it and lied to the bank, and they gave us some money, and we opened up Gwinnett Urgent Care, and it's really taken off in the community.
I love that, an honest doctor. By the way, we have an attorney in the room, so you might want to be careful what you say here.
There's already animosity between attorneys and physicians, so we're okay.
You said you wanted to avoid the what in the ER? The
drunk schizophrenics.
So you don't get that in your...
I do not have to deal with that. I get very wonderful people come in to see me. They have very easy expectations, and we meet those expectations.
That's great.
This is retail medicine. You pay money to come see me. I realize that. And if you don't get satisfaction, you don't get listened to, you don't get seen quickly and treated with respect, you're not coming back. And one of my pet peeves was waiting in the doctor's office. I have to go see a doctor. My wife, again, she makes me go see the dermatologist to have parts of me carved off on a periodic basis. And I set the appointment. They say, your appointment's 10 o'clock. Would you be here 15 minutes early to fill out paperwork? Okay, fine. So we've made an agreement. I'm going to be there at 9:45. I show up at 9:45. I fill out the paperwork. 10 o'clock rolls around. 10:30 rolls around. 10:45 rolls around. I'm still sitting. You've told me to be here at that time. I finally go back in the back. Then about an hour wait. I sit in pretty much a colder room. As a dermatologist, so I'm pretty much stripped down to nothing, sitting on a paper towel. And again, you're waiting in a fairly uncomfortable position for another 45 minutes. And the doctor comes in and does his little examination, grunts a few times, and then leaves. And that's my visit to the doctor. That's not what I really want anybody to have to experience.
We get none of that at Gwinnett Urgent Care.
Well, as you've seen, you've been to see me as a patient. No appointment necessary. You show up when it's convenient for you. You sign in. You're back in the back within a few minutes. And you're going to see someone right away. We've got the wonderful techs will come back. They're going to get your blood pressure, vitals, see why you're there, see what we need to do. If we need x-rays, they'll get that started. And you see the doctor or one of my PAs very quickly, within 5-10 minutes. If a total visit takes more than 25-30 minutes, then we've done something wrong.
Now, you have a very successful practice, but you're probably not the most popular person there at your practice. There's a four-legged creature walking around. Tell us about that.
Ruckus has been there since day one.
And Ruckus is a dog.
He's a dog. Ruckus is our field spaniel, and he started coming day one. And the patients just love Ruckus. He actually got his therapy dog certification. There's a company called Free My Paws, and they come out and they actually put him through the obedience testing and temperament disposition, and he passed with flying colors. He hates wearing the vest. He pouts. You don't put the vest on him. But he greets the patients when they come into the room. When the kids come in and they're afraid of the doctor, Ruckus comes in, they're distracted instantly. A 3-year-old knows just intuitively nothing bad can happen with a dog in the room. So Ruckus just makes everybody happy, and he's in demand. I'll be seeing a patient. He'll have to leave that office or that room to go see another patient in another room.
They don't want to see Dr. Perry. They want to see Ruckus.
They don't. He makes them feel better than I do.
Now, he has his own Facebook page and everything.
He does. He can't Twitter. He doesn't have the thumbs, but people they'll Facebook him all the time.
You say he's been there since day one. Was he kind of part of the plan, or was he like just there because nobody could watch the dog at home, and then it just worked out? It's like, you know what? This might be a good idea.
I like having my dog with me. You know, it's just something you can't take him with you to the emergency room. But in my previous career, I was a forensic toxicologist. And there I had a set lab, which we didn't have the public going through there. And at that time, I had other dogs, and they would just come to the office with me. And that was just sort of the thing. I always liked having the dog with me. And Ruckus came during the construction. He would come in there when they're building the place out. And quite literally, we were getting inspected by the state inspector for the opening of the clinic, and Ruckus was there. And my wife called to see, how's the inspection going? Oh, it's doing great. Ruckus is doing – you brought Ruckus? Yeah, I brought Ruckus. And I had to hand the phone to the inspector – to my wife to say, oh, no, the dog's fine. She sat there and just, you know, did the entire inspection, petting Ruckus the whole time, which is maybe why we passed.
So. I got you. So you lied to the bank, and you got
exactly.
you're paying off the inspector. Ah, I see.
But no, the lies have come true.
I know. So. No. I mean the reviews I know have been very, very good. You went into urgent care. It's Gwinnett Urgent Care as opposed to maybe just a family practice. Why did you decide to go the urgent care route?
Urgent care encompasses a whole broader aspect of just the typical doctor's office. We're 7 days a week. We have extended hours. We have x-rays. We have labs. We will do – if someone needs an IV, we don't send them to the hospital for an IV. We can put IV fluids in for antibiotics or rehydration. We'll splint fractures and sprains, do suturing. We don't have to refer you out to another clinic or another hospital, another service to have anything done.
And is that one of the differences between maybe your urgent care and some of the other quote-unquote urgent cares that you find in the pharmacies?
Things are changing rapidly. The classic doc in the box, you know, you got the sore throat and staffed by, you know, either nurse practitioners or some other accessory medical individual. We literally can take care of everything. And we see patients, no matter what you come in the door with, we will address it and see what we can do for you. And again, there's no wait time. You show up, and we'll take whatever you walk in the door with, we'll see you for.
Where do you see yourself in 3, 4, 5 years from now? What are your goals with the practice?
Just letting it grow. I'm really still having fun. We get to look back, and it's fun for us to see. We actually look back this past week how we were 6 years ago. 6 years ago on that day, we saw 7 people. And then we went back the next year and the next year. Last year, it was like 38 people. This year, we saw 90 on that day. So we've just grown exponentially. And it's because we see people quickly. We listen to them. Another pet peeve is doctors don't spend time with their patients. And I find that a little bit difficult because literally I see, you know, as I said, 70 to 90 people a day. I spend time with them. I talk to them. You have to. You have to build a relationship as soon as you walk in the door. Ruckus helps because the first thing you talk about the dog. And then that, you know, rapidly goes into why are you here? And when you understand what their expectations are, you bring in them into what the treatment's going to be. If they understand, you know, UCF chest pain, well, we all know it's not really a heart attack, but that's what you're worried about. Instead of me just saying with a great pontific voice, it's not your heart, and walking out, all right, we'll get an EKG. It's fine. It's 5 minutes of your time. Get an EKG. Get a chest x-ray. Now you see that we've gone through the whole process to show it's not your heart. You got a little muscle strain there. You're happy. Your expectations have been met. And, you know, we spend that time with them. And yet the reputation in the medical field is doctors don't spend that time. And I really don't understand where that comes in because we don't have that problem seeing patients with the time.
I know relationship is a big part of it. Do you see a lot of patients that you kind of become their family practice?
I have. And a lot of things I can't treat. And I fully understand what my limitations are. If you need to have an endocrinologist, we'll get the endocrinologist. We'll do a lot of the forework that needs to be done and then get you to an endocrinologist to treat your diabetes or whatever else needs to be done. But they treat me as a primary doctor because you go see your doctor when you're sick. If you have to get an appointment 4 or 5 days later, you're going to be either well or dead. All right? Well, we see you now when you want to be seen.
You haven't had the first dead one yet, have you?
No, we're good.
Okay, good. Keep that streak alive.
Paperwork is just too expensive for that.
Dr. Ron Perry with Gwinnett Urgent Care. Give us your hours and your location.
7 days a week. We're Monday through Friday from 8 to 8, and Saturday and Sunday 10 to 6. And we're at 1300 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. It's just south of McGinnis Ferry on Peachtree Industrial in Suwannee.
And for folks that want to find out more about your services and maybe see a photo of Ruckus or something, what's the website?
GwinnettUrgentCare.com.
I'm assuming Ruckus is probably on the website.
Ruckus on the website. He's got his own Facebook page, and the girls keep track of things for him.
All right. Dr. Perry, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Ron Perry with Gwinnett Urgent Care. Let's now talk to your better half here in the studio, Dr. Tara Perry, and she's with Suwannee Station Dentistry. I don't know how you do it, but... congratulations for putting up with this gentleman right here, and congratulations on your practice.
We've had fun. We've been married for 10 years.
And it probably seems just like yesterday. I can only imagine. But
no, it doesn't.
Do we need to shut his mic off? You tell me, Tara, if we need to turn his mic off. Tell us about Suwannee Station Dentistry. Now, you're located in the same building, correct?
We share a waiting room.
Okay.
I had three rooms I wasn't utilizing.
Okay.
And at first, it was going to be one doctor in the family having their own practice, because there's a lot to start a practice up. And about 3 years ago, Tara decided she wanted to get her own practice. And I had three rooms I wasn't using, so we converted them to a dental practice. And it really works out. I know I'm stepping on her toes, but it works out great because I don't know nearly enough about dentistry to interfere with her job. And she doesn't know anything about medicine to interfere with mine, so we really just get to communicate with each other, have little curbside consults on the patients together. And get to see her more often, and it works out great.
Great. Suwannee Station Dentistry is the name of the practice. Tell us why you decided to start it and all about your practice.
I started about 3 years ago, like my husband mentioned. I've been focusing more on sleep apnea appliances within the past year. I have a problem commandeering Ruckus every once in a while because he's usually in a patient room on the other side. So when a patient comes in to our waiting room, they come to the back and they go to the right to go to an urgent care room, and they go to a left to the left to go to a dental room. And so you will usually hear us whistle or call for Ruckus sometime during the day.
So talk about your background in dentistry.
Well, I'm a Georgia girl. I graduated from Norcross High School. I went to Georgia Tech, go Jackets. I went to the Medical College of Georgia and been practicing for well over 12 years. Maybe 13, and I started sleep apnea dentistry maybe about a year ago, and we've been spreading the good news about getting sleep apnea treated with oral appliances and incorporating that into our practice, but we also do general dentistry as well.
For those that don't know, explain what sleep apnea is and how you can help solve that problem.
Sleep apnea is a condition when you're asleep, your muscles and your tissues get really lax because we're supposed to be really relaxed when we're asleep. Problem is, if your tissues and your muscles get too lax, it can pinch off your airway in the back. Bad news. Your brain doesn't like that because you can have a total obstruction with no air going to your brain for a certain amount of time or a partial obstruction. So what we do is we make appliances to bring the lower jaw forward in order to get more, in order to alleviate that obstruction.
How is it diagnosed?
It's usually diagnosed with either a home sleep test, which is a computer that you wear at night. You can wear it for a night or two nights, or a sleep physician will bring you into a sleep lab for a full-blown sleep study where you sleep at the lab, hooked up to various leads, and they let you go to sleep at 7-8 o'clock at night, and they wake you up at about 5 o'clock in the morning. But in those sleep tests, you usually have someone who's watching you sleep all night long to see how far your oxygenation goes down and how often you're waking up in the night.
Dr. Tara Perry joining us with Suwannee Station Dentistry. Some folks may say, well, you know, maybe I'm not sleeping as well as I should. But if it's not treated, are there some health risks that they could incur?
Well, you have primary snoring and then you have sleep apnea. If you have primary snoring, you you have a vibration in your throat, but it doesn't wake you up. It doesn't cause an arousal. If you have mild, moderate, or sleep apnea, those arousals will cause your brain to not let you go into the deep, deep sleep that you need in order to stay healthy. So if you're not getting deep recuperative sleep, unfortunately, it can lead to some health conditions later down the road. If your brain's not getting enough oxygen, it's sending off these inflammatory mediators, and it can cause problems, long-term conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke. And so we try, what dentistry is trying to do as a profession, since we look in airways all day long, we're looking at teeth, we can also look at your airway, is to assess if you possibly could be a candidate for sleep apnea. And so we work with the physicians community in order to determine if you possibly have sleep apnea and if you need to be assessed either with a home sleep test or a referral to a sleep physician.
Well, Dr. Ron Perry, it sounds like she's almost coming over a little bit into your side of the world, the medicine in a way.
That's what's been great about this particular part of dentistry, is that we can work together.
And sleep apnea is just so huge. And people come in and they complain, I have headaches, I'm falling asleep, I'm tired all the time. And traditionally we've used the CPAP machine, which is that elephant-looking device with a vacuum cleaner on the other end of it. And patients, I ask them, do you have a CPAP? Yeah, it's in my closet somewhere. It does help. See, but you just, it's just a very obstructive type of a device to have to wear. And honestly, when Tara started talking about what she was doing, I said, well, that makes sense. Because one of the first things we do in the emergency room, someone comes in who's in distress, you open the airway. You just do a simple little jaw thrust to just pull the jaw forward, and they can breathe. Well, that's exactly what she's doing with a dental appliance. So it made perfect sense to do that. And when she started getting more and more into it, she would ask me a question, and I'd have to remember my anatomy and discuss a little bit what I knew about the airway and, you know, when I learned anesthesia. And more what I see her doing, it just makes so much more sense.
So if somebody's diagnosed with it, I mean, are they going home and they're going to have to put on this big mask? How do you treat it?
No. Well, first of all, if you look at the entire American population that has sleep apnea, only 10% of it is diagnosed. So there's 90% of patients out there who don't know what they have it, and to what degree. So if someone suspects it, then they can talk to their physician. They can talk to them about any possible warning signs they may have, like morning headaches, feeling irritable or depressed. If you wake up frequently in the middle of the night, you have any mood swings, dry mouth or sore throat, physician can refer you for a home sleep test, or even if you gave us a call and we're your starting point, then we'll work with your internal medicine doctor, or we can refer you to our sleep physician network and get you started. But it doesn't mean that you've got to go overnight for a full sleep test. Usually you can be diagnosed with a home sleep test as well.
So if somebody thinks they may have sleep apnea or their partner has sleep apnea, you're a good person to reach out to.
Yes.
That's great. And we've talked, and I know we focused on the sleep apnea, but you also, of course, as a dentist, you practice the other parts. So, I mean, if it's, you know, I know we focused on this, but if they have cavities or things like that, you're still the place that they can go to.
Yes. And we screen every single patient. So our protocol is not only to assess you for oral cancer, for cavities, but we're also assessing if you've got a sleep disorder breathing issue.
And I'm sure, just like your husband, I mean, especially for a dentist, people sometimes don't like to go to a dentist. They will avoid a dentist at all costs. So it's good to have Ruckus there to help kind of calm the fears and calm the nerves.
Yes, and he is readily available. He's usually asleep in our office underneath our desk. And he's called at any time.
Does he get paid twice for working two jobs?
No. He hasn't complained about that yet.
He's not on union scale.
Oh, that's a good thing.
But he does expect dog biscuits, and he will come really readily to my patients that have them.
If we start seeing dogs picketing outside your practice, then we know you all are in trouble. Tell us again about your location, your hours, how people can find out more about your practice.
Well, we are both located in the plaza at Suwanee Station, and that is at 1300 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, just south of McGinnis Ferry. I'm open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5. You can give us a call at 770-831-5568. And our web address is SuwanneeStationDentistry.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I'm very happy that you saw my banner in our waiting room and asked us to do this.
Something about signs and lobbies, I guess. I don't know. I think that's a theme for the day. Tara Perry, Dr. Tara Perry with Suwanee Station Dentistry, and Dr. Ron Perry with Gwinnett Urgent Care. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook, Gwinnett Radio X, as well. For Trey Odom, our producer, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.